Leading notice on the municipal bulletin board, filed with the borough clerk and for the Curry and Dennis on the comment that you're going to stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Mayor Morris.
Here.
President Dolan, absent. Councilor Kane.
Here.
Councilor Kane, present.
Here.
Councilor Mondo.
Here.
Councilwoman Nierman.
Yes, here.
Councilwoman Lopez.
Here.
Okay, approval of the November 28, 2023 regular reading minutes, we have a motion to approve.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilor Kane.
Abstained.
Councilor Kane, present.
Yes.
Councilor Mondo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Nierman.
Yes.
Councilor Lopez.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Now, for the November 28, 2023 executive session minutes, we have a motion to pass. Approved. Second.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilor Kane.
Abstained.
Councilor Kane, present.
Yes.
Councilor Mondo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Nierman.
Yes.
Councilor Lopez.
Yes.
Okay, if you'd like to ask any members of the public who would like to come up to speak, ask a question, especially if you have address and are here. All right,
Yeah.
Oh, yep, we have someone. Come on up.
Yes.
Hi, good evening. My name is Maria Montera. I live in Chesterfield, further south. So we came today, we're here to request that you as municipal leaders pass a resolution to support a bill that is S304, which establishes minimum registered professional nurse staffing standards for hospitals and ambulatory surgery facilities and certain DHS facilities. As you may know, 1,700 nurses have been on on strike at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital for over 130 days now, and hospital executives have spent more than $150 million on replacement nurses rather than meet the nurses' key demands for safe staffing. Appropriate and enforceable nurse-to-patient ratios that are evidence-based keep nurses and patients safe. On December 1, 2023, they reached a tentative agreement which is awaiting the vote of the union USW 200 members, which is going to happen this Thursday and Friday. Nurses who have been on strike are leading the way in raising alarms about the serious public hearing crisis of understaffing. My experience as a nurse for more than 20 years has been overwhelming. I hate to say this, but I was so, every time I work as a nurse, I felt so bad that meeting the needs of this patient is not met at the end of my shift. Even just the pain medicine, delay of care, patients left with soiled diapers or not being washed for a day, I feel so guilty about that when I come home. And I've always been a bedside nurse. And I want to fulfill my job, being a nurse. And I love doing it. And understaffing does not help me. We want this resolution, which has been pending in the Senate and in the Assembly for about 20 years. And we are telling ourselves, we may have a resolution in the hospital right now, just in Robert Wood Johnson in New Brunswick. But what about other nurses who are suffering the same issues throughout the state of New Jersey and throughout the nation? Studies show repeatedly that understaffing compromises patient care and safety. Understaffing in hospitals is an urgent public health concern that impacts any resident who may spend time in the hospital. I have the HPAE, which is the Health Professional and Allied Employees. They created a helpful fact sheet, which I gave to Ashley for your resource. And that also I'm here today to ask you to put a resolution on the agenda and vote on it at the next council meeting in support of legislation that needs to move forward in our state legislature. This resolution will demonstrate your commitment to our communities, public health, and advocate for legislation that would address this serious concern that impacts all of us. I have the resolution sample, which I also emailed to Ashley. This is a bipartisan issue, whether or not you get sick and will spend time in a hospital is not determined by your political affiliation. We need our legislators to co-sponsor this bill, and this resolution will demonstrate your support and also encourage any of our legislators in our district who are not yet co-sponsors to take a closer look at this bill. Will you, as a municipal leaders of our communities, pass this resolution in support of state legislation, A4536 and S304? Safe staffing results in safer patient care and decreased mortality rates, readmissions, and length of stay. Safe staffing is not just for nurses. It's for you and everyone in our community. We look forward to working with you to answer any questions about the bill or resolution and provide any additional information you might need. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you.
Can you repeat those numbers?
I have the A.
There should be a sample resolution that has all the information on it, right?
What was the S?
S304,
A4536,
and 5.
Are those numbers referenced on the you have the sample resolution, right? You said?
Yeah.
And Heather has the, you have the resolution?
I would recommend that you look at the bill.
I'm not saying pass it tonight. I just want to make sure that you have that.
That you're requesting, we have your sample resolution, and then they'll consider it, and maybe at the next meeting, if they want to discuss it, we can.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your hard work, too. Thank you so much.
I wrote it down if anyone needs to know.
Okay.
Okay, anybody else want to comment? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, moving on to Resolution 2023-321, resolution of the Borough of Bamber reappointing Natasha Turkin as the Chief Financial Officer for the Borough of Bamber effective January 1st, 2024, and authorizing an amendment to the existing agreement. We have a motion.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Discussion.
All the legal requirements that we couldn't didn't have last time are being met now?
The rights notice was sent. I don't know if she requested it to be in closed or open. Did she respond? Okay, so if we're going to have a discussion, we should do it in closed. If you don't need to discuss it, you can vote.
Okay, just want to make sure that we could vote.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so then
unless somebody else.
There is discussion.
Yeah.
Will there be discussion? Yes. We should do that in closed session?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, then I guess we put this on hold for now. All right. In a separate discussion, the resolution listed below was submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired, the resolution may be removed by council action. In reading all of the package, the information in the package, there was Resolution 2023-334, involving the shared services agreement for radio dispatching services with the county of Somerset. Who did that right? Oh, that's the road?
It should be added to that.
It's still on here, 334.
It should not.
Oh, we're not doing it with this tonight?
You approved the last time,
No, we approved signing of MOU made last time. This is to sign the actual agreement.
Oh, we don't have it. Last meeting, you approved me to sign it, I'm really happy. And subject to, and shape to arrangement for,
Oh, so it was just to sign my memorandum of understanding.
That's the agreement.
That's the agreement.
Oh, that's the.
Regardless, I don't mind telling you that.
Oh, you don't think, okay. I was going to say, we didn't have the agreement in the package.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so then we're taking, okay, so that was coming off here on the other. All right, but,
And then what, it comes up for vote again, is that it? It comes, or it's approved?
Already authorized it with my review, and I've done my review, I made comments, I'm waiting for them to get back.
And then we'll have a copy of that agreement, because we have not.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
So, three.
Any other?
So this is.
335, 337.
333, to 3F.
335 is.
That's the ambulance, right? Emergency. Oh, forget 333, sorry.
That is the one.
Yeah.
All right, so just 335 to 337, any other? All right, let's do 2023-335. Resolution of the Borough Council authorizing the mayor and borough clerk to execute an agreement with the Borough of North Plainfield for the use of a New Jersey Emergency Medical Services license annually. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion.
I guess the question I have is, this is just when our ambulance is being serviced or their ambulance is being serviced. We're not taking calls out of North Plainfield.
Yeah. Well, this is your person, I think your person described that someone with an aspirin. First of all, if in fact someone comes and our ambulances are out of service, compared to what happened, and they have the ability to lend us an ambulance, that's because of the system that they went across. The second part, as far as you said, taking calls out of there, on mutual aid, from time to time, and I thought that we wouldn't be there. This is not us becoming primary, the first responder.
Yeah.
EMS service for them. I think that's the question.
But in other words, if that could come to be, it has nothing to do with this, that's right. So, and is this both ways, by the way? They can borrow one of ours, we can borrow one of theirs.
What Mr. Harris said is correct. We ran into a situation where we were down to zero ambulances, so we began exploring whether State Department of Health would allow this, they will allow this. And so I personally know the fire chief from North Mayfield, we were both in agreement. So if it comes to it, they'll borrow one, we'll borrow one. Mutually doable. And then as far as the mutual aid with response to calls, we've strengthened our position in the delivery of service in that in our mutual aid list, we have three paid providers, the hospital, Somerville Rescue Squad, and North Plainfield Fire Department, who will also come to Downbrook. They've given us that commitment. So,
right.
So that's a very beneficial arrangement for both of us.
And we go to, so I had a personal experience, right, Friday, right? I needed an ambulance. They came the second time. I had to call again for an ambulance. They were not available. They were in Middlesex. And I understand that there was another call, too, last week, two calls where they were in Middlesex Downbrook. So it's not part of this resolution, but I guess our shared services, we're sharing our services with other towns.
We
is that?
Are, and our service, our ambulance service, would not be viable without the call volume from Middlesex, from the other mutual aid partners. We wouldn't, mm-hmm. we would, generate a lot of revenue. So by answering calls in other towns when we're available, does it expose us to needing an ambulance into Bound Brook? It does, and that's where we have these mutual aid partners, including other.
Well, because Somerville had to come on the second call, right? Somerville.
If Somerville was there, that's number three or four on the list, and sometimes it just gets that busy around the county.
Mm-hmm. So we have a shared service with how many municipalities that. All of Somerset County.
So the mutual aid list.
Or the mutual aid.
Has a freestanding order for five different agencies. After that, the short answer is yes, you provide mutual aid to the entire county. Through mutual aid agreements, if you had a mass trauma incident, whole county would be here. If it happens in Montgomery, if it happens in Far Hills, we could potentially be dispatched there, just like the fire department.
Mm-hmm. And is that because we're a borough paid service and not a volunteer, or no, it doesn't have anything to do with what we...
Because we're an available...
an available agency. Okay. All right, I just wanted a better understanding that, the reason why we have an ambulance here is to service Bound Brook, and already there's three incidents where they haven't been available and we're in Middlesex, so...
It's going to happen. And there's been times where they're on a call in Bound Brook and there's another call in Bound Brook. It's going to happen.
Yeah. All right.
And just remember, we had been like 3 years without having our own rescue squad. So we relied on all these municipalities around us. So a little bit is a payback for getting us through also.
Yes.
So
yes.
If we were to be like, well, now we're not coming to service you, I don't think that would fly too well or really look very well for the borough.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that. I just wanted a better understanding because it was brought to my attention about two other incidents, and I'm not just bringing it back to me, but that was my own experience on Friday.
Yeah. No, so, it actually has happened, does mm-hmm. happen, and will happen. Pay the salaries and have the billable calls. I need to go into a lot of
specific
numbers,
okay.
And I have it all. We've researched it all, and this is what makes it. It does make it. We get about 1,200 calls a year in Blackhead.
Yeah.
And we need the calls out of Middlesex in order to get there. And the other municipalities we help.
Right. Okay.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Petty Sully?
Yes.
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 Very good. Resolution 2023-337, a resolution authorizing the partial waiver of rescue fees for one unit located at 312 Ware Court, also known on the tax map as Block 40, Lot 5. With a motion.
Motion.
A second.
Second.
Discussion.
Yeah, I had a question on this matter. How is this different than the Farm Lane property? Which we spoke about maybe at the, was either the last council meeting or council meeting before, they too did not, they have two units, right? One, and both units have a kitchen. Is that the same situation with this, that there's a kitchen because we did not waive second garbage?
This is a different situation. This is a situation where this is a two-family home, owner-occupied two-family, and the owner who occupies one has basically told us that he is not going to be occupying the second unit. Therefore, we waived the inspection.
And the Farm Lane property, if they were to do the same thing, I mean, I don't know both parties, so let's just put that on record. If the Farm Lane came to the borough and said, we're not going to rent that second unit, I think...
The difference is what's that? That's where the difference is.
A Farm Lane had somebody living in it?
Yes.
So they couldn't make that claim if they
liked. Yes, I said, well, all people will be official an inspection right now, and my folks will be over within a week. She said, well, no, actually, it's occupied. Well, then,
Okay, I don't remember that discussion from that previous meeting, but that definitely...
But there is an option for people who have multi-unit to come in and...
Yes.
Certify some of your...
Yes, and then if you remember earlier this year, we actually talked about where we need, there is an actual date where we need that information on.
Oh, yeah.
This,
because of the timing of billing, and we don't want to get into refunds and part D or
everything else. Correct.
That's fine. So, that was a conversation. We were trying to talk to the thing. I want to say, we just had this, and we said, no, but they can't.
No, yeah.
They can't make that
work. Well, with the person.
My only question is, what's to stop them in a month to then
rent? We do this every year. That is why it has to be done every year. You're right. There is a way for someone,
Well, they don't have a
can. Well, though.
Except they use
dump.
Depending on the drugs they use, they will only one can. That's probably what the farm land people say.
I think that's right. They said there were only three of them. What we didn't know is two lived in the main house and one lived in the whatever cottage is on there. So it doesn't matter if it's a separate residence. But in their case, they only have one can.
But my suggestion, maybe in 6 months, they get reinspected so they don't re-rent.
I mean, we could probably...
I don't know if that's an issue. I don't know if it's a big deal.
I haven't seen that as an issue. For the most part, what we have seen is folks who have been long-time landlords,
And I would imagine they lose their right to rent for that whole year when they sign the paper. And if somebody is renting and they get caught, there would be a fine, I would assume.
Yeah, that's where we go. There's a lot more chewing going on. When we brought garbage in house, and then more specifically when we started distributing the totes, is really when a lot of these things
interrupted.
Right. All right. Any other questions for discussion? Roll call.
Councilor Petty.
That's Dave.
Councilor Franzelli.
Yes.
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 All right. So, resolutions 2023-331, 332, 333, and then 336, and also 2023-338 through 342. We have a motion to pass all of those.
Motion.
For the second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Any unfinished business or new business?
Quick question about the Palisades, how that went. When we authorized you, yes, the tax sale. You didn't win. Who won?
I didn't get the name of the outfit, but it's one of these bigger companies that just go around
Okay. Back on the Palisades. So they bought the lien. So I guess it's really a code matter. So where do we stand with that property being cleaned up?
You're right, it's a code matter.
Right. So I'll pick it up with Steve. And then
Steve and I.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
For the business and the passion,
for
special, just in case, for whatever happens, you don't have a quorum, the medium of the 28th, the chief financial officer is requesting you give me the ability to just make a comment on the language here.
allow more than 3 years, required to make a consent with this. Again, just that I'm not just going to have a California club for the year, obviously, the status issue of the if it's going to happen, but if there's a freak snowstorm, if there's no forum, what have you, basically looking for your authority to dictate the consent with this. How do we do that?
You pass a resolution saying that
that we give Hector the right to pay
that the CFO is authorized to pay time-sensitive bills only.
Okay, we have a motion to pass that resolution.
Motion.
Second. Discussion.
Does this end at the end of the year, or is this forever?
No, it's just
to the end of the year. Okay.
And only in the event that there is no farm for the December 20th.
Right.
Okay.
All
right. Roll call. Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilman Rivera?
Yes.
Councilman
Lopez? Yes.
Very good. And the only thing that I wanted to bring up was to bring up the staff transition.
Oh,
yeah. Looks like you're going to be having a final tunnel today. Week from tomorrow. So this project is something that stands to up within the decades is as far as that. Dale and I were in the building yesterday. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. The woodwork, the detail that they took on the tiles,
do we have cameras in the building so that
space here? Cameras are in the building. Cameras are in the building, and they're live. So we're
okay. Good. Good, perfect. It deserves that. Yeah. Any update just under the business for the library, for the public that we can say? And
we are still working on scope of work for the library. Earlier today, we had our exec and borough engineer work on all together to. Narrow that down. Which expects that product of today's work. I would expect that very into the new year. And then obviously from there, we'll be able to vote one and have a bank. And then obviously that will give you start shooting from the plan. It's that.
Right, and an interim move to the church, right? We'll have that discussion with Somerset County Library folks.
Yes.
And, right, okay. So, yeah, that's good news too, right? So, just so everyone knows, right, we're looking at an interim location for the library and maybe long term to be decided, but like we said, we're still restoring the existing library, which is a nice architectural piece that we have in the borough. So
I did want to let you know that you might see some work being done at the library right now. We've got some more pictures of the downtown. I imagine that will start on the quick fence and ball bins.
Oh, good.
We were even able to get the fold that into this project and pointing and cleaning up of the brick structures that we got into the cemetery.
Okay.
Oh,
nice.
They were of his own attention. So I think given the next couple of days, I saw them working on today. They're almost done. Yeah,
okay.
So it looks good.
Okay, good. All right, thank you.
Very good. Anything else? Okay, approval of vouchers, resolution 2023-343. A resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $2,507,811.60. Have a motion.
Motion.
For the second.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, one last time to open to the public for any comments. Okay, moving on to authorize executive session. We have a resolution authorizing executive session for contract negotiations. We have a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. We're not going to have an executive session. We're going to ask everyone to resolution 2023-321, resolution of the borough of Commerce reappointing the Costa person, as the chief financial officer of the borough of Commerce effective January 1st, 2024, and authorizing an amendment to the existing agreement. We have a motion.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Abstain.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilwoman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Richmond?
Abstain.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Do we have any motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
No, everybody said.
All in favor?
Yes. I said.
One more meeting, and that's not a...
But late, right?